Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coach, you mentioned pregame about how Noah brought a new element in practice. What was it like seeing that out on the court for the first time?
I think it was fun. I mean, you think about it. We all felt it. You know, I think the building felt it. You know, there's an energy and an intensity that he plays with, you know, that people can build on and feed off of. You know, he's defensively, you know, his ability to, you know, control the ball, protect the paint, you know, switch on to smaller guys, you know, watching him and Mark play together, you know, although it was short spurt, but you know, you can see what those two guys together are capable of. So I think it was a great start for him. We'll continue to build off of it.
JB, this wasn't a strong game for Mark by any stretch, but what does it say about Jermichael and some of the other supporting cast guys to step up in a game like this?
I mean, you know, that's who we are, and that's kind of who we've been and who we've the picture we've tried to paint as a group is we don't need just one guy to dominate offensively. You know, Mark may have struggled with his shooting, but his presence was felt defensively. And that's, you know, again, who he is. He can impact the game on both ends of the floor. And no matter what's going on, you know, with him offensively, if he has an off night, he makes up for it on the defensive end. You know, being able to protect, you know, all of his teammates, protect the paint, you know, and force people and teams into tough positions.
JB, having played these guys twice now, do you get the sense that there's a rivalry between the Grizzlies and the Clippers?
I think there's a mutual respect, you know, and having conversation with their coaches, you know, some of their players. You know, I know the history between the organizations. You know, so many of the faces have changed. You know, I don't know if you would consider it a rivalry, but each team wants to beat each other, you know, badly. And I think we bring out the best in one another. But, you know what I mean, there is that respect of both teams going into the season. I think a lot of people overlooked us both. And, you know, I've got a lot of respect for Doc and Sam and Rex and those guys on their staff. And then, obviously, you know, the relationships I have with Patrick Beverley and Montrezl Harrell, you know, Gallinari, like those guys. So there's a lot of respect there. But it's a healthy respect where when the competition kicks off, you know, both teams are trying to whoop each other.
JB, Jared had the fifth foul. You brought him back in, even though Jermichael had been playing well. Hits the corner three to extend the lead, then fouls out the next possession. Seems like earlier in the season he may not have come back in that situation. Is that sort of a sign of the evolution of him as a player and how the team is using him?
Yeah, it's a sign of his growth and how we feel about him in late-game situations and how he's improved in that area. You know, obviously, we didn't want to run Jermichael the whole quarter. We know he needed a blow. You know, but Jaren has the ability to kind of pop off quickly, you know, and make some good things happen. Like you saw the corner three, you know, he's got, you know, spurt ability on the offensive end of the floor where, you know, two, three possessions, he could do something, you know, to build you a 6 to 8, you know, point little bump there. But again, you know, now you go back to the other end of the floor and, you know, he's guarding guys that are out in space like Gallinari. So now growing to a point where you leave your feet second and you don't allow him to give you that pump fake and draw your sixth, you know. So, you know, those are things that he's learning. And, you know, again, being a guy who protected the paint your whole life, now having to come out here and guard guys like Gallinari on the perimeter, it's going to take a little bit of time to learn all those tricks. But, again, him being in the game has shown that he has grown in that department.
JB, foul trouble may have dictated some of it in matchups, but when you look at the distribution of the rotation, 10 guys play between 13 and 32 minutes. Is that ideal? Do you see that as probably how you want to play this thing?
Yeah, I think so. And I, you know, I take full responsibility for it. You know, I was putting Mike and Mark, you know, in extreme minutes. But I've got to do a better job with the rotation, you know, having confidence in our guys and the depth that we do have and try to scale those guys back. You know, we're in this, you know, for the long haul. We want those guys as fresh as we possibly can. So, you know, 34, 35 minutes for those two is good. You know, same thing with Garrett. You know, I've been pushing him. So it's good to be able to pull those guys back some. And we have the depth to do it. So I just have to make sure I'm pulling those triggers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.